Here's a word that rises to the top when I think about the fourth chapter of the book of James. The word that I see there is humility. And it's evident that God wants each of us to be humble people. The sixth verse there says this, that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Grace is that unmerited favor to live the life that God wants us to live. We can't do it apart from the grace of God. And the grace of God can flow most readily into a humble heart. So the prayer arises for me, God, I want to have a humble heart because I want to receive grace from you. Well, you might think about humility this way. It's a passive trait that comes more naturally to some people than it does to others. And that might be true, but it's more than that. Humility is something that we can actively seek after and ask God to help us to grow. God, help me to grow in this area of humility. And I gained that from verse 10, where it says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, to humble yourself, to do what you can to be a humble person. So what can I do that will help me towards this goal of humility? Well, one thing I can do is I can ask God to help me to have a servant's heart. In Philippians chapter 2, the example of Jesus that I see there has at least two focal points. And one of them is this, a servant's heart is a mark of humility. Jesus had that mark. He was a servant. And we can grow and learn from him in this area. We can learn to focus not just on ourselves and what's important to us, but on others and be on the edge of our seat looking for opportunities to do what we can to make their lives better, to serve them, to give of myself to others in an unselfish manner. And I can pray and ask God to help me grow in this area. I can look for opportunities each and every day to serve someone else, just unselfishly, not looking for anything in return, just that I might be a conduit of the love and grace of God. God, help me to have a servant's heart. Well, here's another mark of humility, a submissive heart. Jesus was submissive to the Father to the point of death, even death on the cross. Submissiveness is a mark of humility. When we see that God's way is the best way, I need to submit myself to the plan and purposes, the will of God. It takes humility to do that because it's so easy to do it our way. I'm just going to do it my way and not give regard to what God might have to say on an issue. A humble heart is a submissive heart to the will and the plan of God, and also submissive to that proper human authority that God has placed over me. A humble heart says, I am willing to do it under authority. Proper authority is something that I can submit myself to. That's a mark of humility. Well, I'm asking God to help me to actively take positive step forwards towards that goal of humility, to grow in this area, receiving grace from God. That's what I'm praying about this week. Maybe you'll pray with me. God, help us to recognize that we can grow in this Christ-like characteristic that we call humility. We can take positive steps forward, receiving your grace to be more humble in the future than we are today. God, help us to have a servant's heart open to the needs and desires of others. And God, help us to be humble enough to submit to proper authority and your authority over us. God, help us to grow in the grace of humility this week.